Mike, how are you doing, man?
Man, I am fantastic. How are you guys?
Hey, good. I know you're on the road. You're in between time zones. That must be a weird feeling.
Oh, I'm time traveling today. I had no idea that I'd be adding that to my resume today, but here we are driving through Mishawaka, Indiana.
Yes, you are.
Wherever that is.
I think about you guys a lot, you know, because you do a lot of photos and stuff from the road, and I think, man, you know, It's just like in a matter of a couple of days, you're all the way across the country. How's that life treating you?
Ooh, you know, there's certain days where I can kind of acclimate to it. This week in particular has been a crazy one because I was with my family. I did a family event over in Phoenix, Arizona this past weekend. So I was in Phoenix where the time change occurred, but in Arizona, they don't observe the time change. And so we flew over, and we gained 2 hours. And then when we flew back, we only lost an hour. And then I ended up getting on this tour, and this morning found out that I was in the Eastern time zone, but now I'm driving to the Central time zone. So my body clock is in a complete disarray right now, and I'm not sure if I'll ever get it back.
You might just dissolve. But that's
other than that, it's been great.
Man, I now have a headache.
I feel like I'm going to end up being like a caveman, just going outside and looking for the sun to know the day.
That's
and
right.
When the moon comes out, going and laying down somewhere, like just trying to just really trust nature on this whole thing right now.
That's true. Hey, you sound great.
Hey, Micah, I'm in the studio with Joe. I'm Adrian. I want to ask this with some sensitivity because, of course, you've made the news public that your younger brother was diagnosed. I wonder, is that part of the family event this weekend? And also, how's he doing?
Well, thank you so much for asking that. No, the family event was actually, I did an event with, I work with Compassion International, and they do an event called Walk with Compassion. And so it's kind of this, you walk through and learn the story of different children who are experiencing things all over the world. So it was, since it was a family event, they invited my wife and our three kids to go. And so we got to go do that together. But no, my younger brother, Daniel, lives in the same hometown we do in Buena, Texas. And you know, it's been a very trying, crazy past few months because it was in the midst of Hurricane Harvey. It just happened, and our home was took on some damage as well. And so, right 2 weeks after that, I was heading back out on this tour, and right before I headed out, he had a doctor's appointment, and it came out of nowhere. He was going to go get a colonoscopy done. He had been experiencing some different health issues, and they were trying to figure out what was going on. But this was supposed to be like a check off on a box, not a determination of what's going on. And so when we got the news that it was colon cancer, and then we found out that it was stage 4, that he's got a couple of extra spots on different parts on his body, it was a big shock to the system for all of us. But man, the kindness that we have seen already, just from the Lord and from the people around us and from people all over the country who have been asking and praying for Daniel and for his family and for all of us, it has just been so sweet and kind. And so, man, we're hopeful. We're trying to be faithful in the whole thing. The Lord has been so great to line up a great medical team right now around him. And so he's already had on next Tuesday will be his third chemo treatment. So he's already jumped right into that already. In fact, we got a result back saying that they were less spots than what they were expecting on different parts of the body. Which was a huge thing, and they feel like that they've got a kind of a better plan now on how to really target some areas and get the things knocked out. But, you know, one day at a time, tomorrow's got enough worries of its own, so today we're just focused on being faithful, loving the Lord, and trusting him today.
A lot of people probably don't know about Micah Tyler. Well, they don't know. I mean, it's amazing, our audience, how they hear a song and go, oh, that's who sings it? Oh, yeah, I love that guy.
Yeah, totally.
You know, so, especially Micah Tyler. But congratulations, I mean, on a couple of big songs on the radio. But now you're from Texas and you live in Texas.
Yeah.
How come you're not country? What's up? How come you don't have the cowboy hat and the country and all that stuff? Or maybe you do on the – maybe you're on the country stations. I just don't know about it.
No, I'm not. Here's the thing. So what was funny was I grew up – so I'm actually about 30 miles to the Louisiana border. So I've got a whole gumbo mix of things happening right now in my life as far as musical influences growing up. Country music was definitely something I listened to. Some I loved Garth Brooks, stuff like that when I was a kid. But my parents had the most varied styles of music they liked to listen to. My mom loved listening to Elvis Presley, doo-wop music, 70s soul music, and like Otis Redding and Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles. And my dad loved Willie Nelson and like hair metal. So in our house, at any given moment, you could hear either Bon Jovi or Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Wow.
It was just the most varied thing. So for me, like I was influenced by so many different things that I think where I've ended up landing on, and somebody told me this one time, they said, somebody called it swamp gospel, and somebody else called it southern soul. So I would say there's definitely the southern stuff in there, yeah, here and there. But man, I'm just lucky it didn't screw me up. It probably screwed me up in some ways, but maybe in some good ways too.
I think it's for the best. Out. I think you came out pretty good there, yeah. Mike. Yeah.
Man, that's,
you know, listening, everybody's like, man, he sounds a little country. You know, but I'm glad you got on.
You can put the boy from Texas kind of music onto New York stations, but you can't take the Texas out of the boy, right?
Oh, you sound mighty fine. I'm telling you that. It's surprising. You get out in the country here. Country in New York is just as country as anywhere. It's really pretty incredible. So I stand behind the New York country.
There we go. And what's fun is that, like, what people don't realize that my speech, I'm like the James Earl Jones of Buena, Texas.
Whoa.
Like my diction is so crisp compared to, like, I've had to work really hard to get to how I'm speaking right now.
Yeah.
I mean, like, there are certain consonants that have not even made it to my hometown. And so, like, I'm doing my best right now, but it is definitely, I am far removed from having it totally all together. So it definitely makes it rears its head in certain situations, for sure.
Would you have a little fun and just share, like, your town's favorite phrase or whatever in the lingo?
Oh, yeah. So like THs at the beginning of a word don't show up when it's like that or this. So what they would say is, instead of saying like I like that cake, they would say, my child, I like a cake, or I like his movie, I like his show. Like, everything is, they just kind of blend those two words together, which is kind of efficient too. It just kind of like moves things along a little faster. But that's—I would say that's the thing. If you come to Southeast Texas, you'll hear a lot of, you know, "I like that," "I like you," "I like them," "I like them cowboys." Like, that's kind of how. That's kind of the go-to for sure.
I find that helps
me implement more consonants.
Yeah,
there
right,
you go.
Right.
If you guys ever get in a situation, you've got my number. Just give me a call. I will walk you through and translate on behalf of everyone down there in Podunk, where I live.
Yeah, you laugh. I might do that.
Hey, listen. I can even navigate you through a menu, too. See, Buena, Texas has a restaurant there that I call all things to all people. Now, I don't eat there, but here's what it's called: Joe's Pizza and Pasta Italian and Mexican Restaurant. And so,
I love it.
But here's, it gets better, though, because they have crawfish on Thursday night. They have a sign that says Best Burger in Town, karaoke on Tuesdays, and they have a big country breakfast every morning.
That's hilarious.
So I just love that.
It's like all nations under one roof, and none of it is great.
That's awesome. Oh, you got to love it. You got to love that, man. That's great.
We can't have a bunch of different restaurants. We just put them all in the same room. That's what it is.
That's hilarious. Micah, as an artist, I'm sure your songs evolve over time, or even the meaning of the songs. And so I'm wondering, is there a song you've written that over time it's come to mean something new for you?
The song Different. When I originally wrote this song, it was 2.5 years ago. Started in my bedroom, and it was one of those like super personal prayer songs for me. And that part hasn't changed. But the meaning behind it when I wrote it was, you know, I struggled a long time growing up, and probably still now in a lot of ways, with Psalm 139 when it says that we are uniquely made. I struggle with that because I wanted to be like everyone else, and still today, like, I would love to be able to sing like Bart from Mercy Me, or I'd love to be able to write like Toby, or be able to, like, all these different things. But at the end of the day, you know, what the Lord calls unique, he also calls wonderful. So it's not a punishment. It's something, he's setting us apart with something specific for our life. And so that's where the song kind of came from in the beginning. But now, I just shared a video kind of telling them about my brother's story right now and about what we've been walking through as a family. And all of that, the song Different for me is, you know, when you're sitting in your house and 44 inches of rain is falling on top of your roof in a matter of 2 days, and we've got a foot of rushing water going underneath our home at the time, and there are bridges falling down 10 miles from our house, and the tornado warnings are going off on my phone. They're so loud, I'm having to turn them down so they don't scare my wife and kids. And it was just this and I'm just asking, look, I'm begging, like, God, would you please stop this rain? And he didn't, and it just kept coming. Now, in the midst of all that, protected us. We had some damage to our home, but nothing, you know, like what people around us were having. But what I'm learning right now, and the Lord is teaching this song to me in a whole new way right now, but it's there's certain times where we can say, God, can you change the things around me? But sometimes the right prayer, the different prayer that we could pray is, God, can you change me so that I can handle the things that you're walking me through? Like, can you, if you're not going to stop the rain, could you stop something in me, this fear in me, so that I can understand and I can trust you and I can believe you? And also what I'm learning is those prayers bear fruit in the future that are so sweet. Because, like, in the midst of us stepping out and doing what we've been doing for the last 7 years doing music, it has grown our family and stretched our family. And there's been some hard times and some hurtful times and some, you know, difficult. I've traveled 250 days this year, so being away from my family for that long has been so hard for us. But at the same time, the Lord is building something and teaching something and creating trust in us that we would not have without what we've been walking through. And it makes those times when we're together, and it makes us look for those things, those opportunities to be with each other as a family, so much sweeter. And I spend less time on my phone and with my family now because I want to be in front of them and I want to be with them. And it makes us guard our hearts against trying to put distractions in the way. And so, you know, a difference in one of those songs, man, that God's been teaching it to me, like I said, like in a whole new way right now. And it's been neat to see other people respond to it in the same way.
Now, you got a new album, right?
Yeah, man.
That's
in October.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, tell us about that.
Yeah, I'm super relieved that it's out. I feel like you're trying to keep a secret from the rest of the world for so long, and it took us a while to put this record together. Not because it was hard to write the songs, but because I told the label when we sat down the first time, I said, "Man, I don't want to give a song out to anyone unless it's sifting through God's word. Like, we want to make sure that it lines up with what the Bible says." But also, I want it to be battle-tested in my own heart. I don't want to sing about things that I don't understand, that I don't know, that I can't trust the Lord in. Because I don't want to be in a situation where I walk off a stage and someone says, "Hey, what did you mean by this lyric?" Or I get an email, "Hey, what did you mean by this line in the song?" And I can't actually tell them, "Hey, this is where it's been battle-tested in my own heart. Like, here's where I can point to the bones of where it's lived inside of and say, hey, you know, man, I've walked through this in this way." And so the label is super great to let me take my time and make sure that every one of these songs actually says something that is relative to what we've been walking through and part of my story. And so, man, I can just tell you all 12 of these tracks on this record have come from a special place. And not only can I point to Scripture and tell you where they came from, I can also point back to the moment in my life where this lyric came true. And so that's been super precious. But man, it really is such it's a joy to have it out and have it out there. And also the response has been so sweet so far of people being able to, you know, it's just been hitting people, different songs, been doing different things. And so I'm excited to continue to be able to sing these songs out for people and teach them some new ways that God can love them, and they can trust Him, and they can walk with Him.
So Fair Trade Services is pretty fair then.
Dude, they're the best, man. Like I know that there's every person that comes on your show, I'm sure, says the same thing about their label, but I can say that for me and for my family, they have been incredible. Wow. And have championed these songs in a way that I can't even imagine right now. Like they have been so great. And I've been able to go out and tour with a couple of the artists from the label as well, with Mercy Me and with Phil Wickham. And I've known Phil for a few years now. And so just seeing the kind of family that they've built over there has just been super sweet, too. So it's great, man. The Lord has put us in a place right now that we would never have. We didn't even know that it was okay to dream for the things that God's letting us do right now.
Wow. That's super special. That's awesome. Well, you've been very incredible. I love the Mercy Me guys. They've come a long way. I mean, it's incredible what they've been through. I was just thinking, you know, just act like you're part of their group when you go around. You know, you're probably getting to some good places to eat.
Hey, that's what I should toss that name around a little bit more, but and their movie coming out is just, I got to go see a special screening of that in Nashville back in October, and goodness gracious, it is, Bart's story is incredible already, and I get to hear it every night on the tour. I tell people, one of the reasons I signed on to be a part of the Mercy Me tour is that I got to go to 22 Mercy Me shows.
Yeah, right.
I just got to go watch those shows. And so I heard Bart tell his story every night, but actually getting to see it on film man, I think the world is not even ready to see this incredible. They did such a great job on the movie, and so I love those guys. They've been amazing and so kind to me, and so I can't say enough good things about them.
Well, man, okay. Well, I appreciate that very much, Micah. I don't know.
I also remember your debut, at least at the radio conference last year, with your a cappella millennial song.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, we did it. The millennial thing was a big, giant surprise. I don't want to call it a mistake, but it was one of those crazy things that we had. I did it for a church conference, and I'm a millennial myself, so some of that song came out of my mirror, too. And so we played at this conference for 700 pastors from all over the world, and we thought that was all it was going to be. And the church decided to put it online, and 160 million views later, I'm talking to you guys about it right now. And so it was that's 160 million more views than what we thought we were going to get. Like, it was not, yeah. We were not setting out to create viral content, but, you know, I've done interviews with Fox News, and it's been shared on different morning shows, and, like, all this craziness that's been going on. But, again, at the end of the day, the Lord knows how to, I tell people all the time, we are supposed to knock on the door. Like, the Bible says that you knock and the door will be open to you. But, man, the Lord's a gentleman, and he's so good at opening the doors for us that we don't even know are okay for us to go through. And so that millennial song that I thought was like, oh, my gosh. And, again, had this fear of like, oh, my gosh, everyone's going to think that I'm the Weird Al of Christian music.
Yeah,
like
you get
like
pegged.
That is something that I did for fun. Yeah, I thought, oh, my gosh, I'm going to get pigeonholed as this guy. But, man, the Lord was so great to open that door because it let people kind of see me as a human being for a second and just kind of be funny, and which is definitely part of my personality. And so it's been neat to be able to kind of, you know, run alongside of that now and see just some of these opportunities that I've been able to go out and share the gospel with. It's been super precious, and again, he's pretty good at knowing what he's doing.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it also builds your platform.
We just
showing
up and just going to those doors. Yeah, I mean, again, for a new artist to all of a sudden it launched, not only like social media and stuff like that, got lots of different people following me on there, but again, it made my name a more acceptable invitation when it was coming to like visiting radio stations and doing interviews and talking to people. And so, again, what was crazy was that didn't happen, and then we signed a record deal, and then we hurried up and put out a single. I had signed a deal with Fairtrade 6 months before the song came out. I had written Never Been a Moment 5 months before the song came out, and 2 weeks before the song was out, we had just finished Never Been a Moment, and we're planning on sending it to Christian radio. The Lord just introduced my voice and my name and a little bit of my story. It kind of opened up a door that we didn't even know was even going to be open to us, with some people inviting us to come in and you know, hear more of our music. And so all of a sudden, Never Been a Moment was like ready to go. And, you know, the rest is recent history. And now I'm driving through Indiana talking to you guys.
Yeah.
So life is just crazy.
Well, I must say, you did very, very well, and that phone signal hung in there, so
yes,
God bless Indiana, whatever satellites
great.
Over you guys, doing good.
Thank you, Jesus, for the cell service and the corn. That's all I'm seeing right now.
Well, I'm sure when you give a big hug to Casey and the kids when you get home, so, boy, that's something.
I can't wait. I got to spend a good week with them this past week, and so I've got 9 more shows with these guys, and then I've got a very small run with Jeremy Camp for Christmas. I'm doing like 4 shows with him up in the North Midwest. But as of about mid-December, I am shutting down, and I'm not picking anything back up until the second week in January. So they're going to be sending me back out on the road pretty soon.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Micah. God bless you, man. You're wonderful.
Hey, thank you guys so much for having me. And really, thank you guys for letting me partner with what you guys are doing. It's super special to know that God's using the songs out there where you guys are.
Yeah, sure is. Yeah, maybe we'll straighten out one of these days.
Call me when you do.
Okay, man. God bless you, Mike.
Thank you, guys.
Amen.
Bye.
Take care.
All right.
Bye.